The robe hanging here was worn by the Kohen Gadol in the holiest place on earth, and without it, no service could be performed in the temple. Expensive, luxurious, precious. In most of the world, such things mean status, objects of greed and display. The Torah does something startling with them. It takes beauty and wealth and turns them into holiness. Ve'asu bigdei kodesh lechabod utifaret. Make holy garments for glory and for splendor, but not the glory of any man. Ma nehedar haya kohen gadol. How magnificent was the high priest, and every thread of it pointed away from him and toward Hashem. The me'il, his robe, was kelil tichlet, woven entirely from top to bottom of pure tichlet. Along its hem hung 72 woolen pomegranates in tichlet, argaman, and crimson, and 72 golden bells, so the whole temple heard him coming. And on his forehead, the tzitz, a band of gold, held in place by a petil tichlet, a thread of blue, the same words the Torah uses for the thread on an ordinary talit. Tzitz, tzitzit, the echo is not an accident. That is the Torah's great reversal. Every other nation reserved these colors for kings and priests alone. The Torah commands every Jew to tie that same royal blue onto the corner of an ordinary garment. The Kohen Gadol wore a robe of it. Every Jew wears a thread of it. Ve'atem tihuli mamlechet kohanim ve'goy kadosh, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.